Sit here. Symbolically. We are blessed to have another servant of God who is going to break the bread of life for us. Amen?
Amen.
And so I ask, if you will, you join me for the one that's going to come this morning in his own way to share what God has laid on his heart. Reverend Andre Drumgoole is our speaker for the morning.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's a new year. It's always a blessing to be here and see this new year and just be a part of the house of God and the establishment that God provided for us. And I'm not even going to hold you long. And if you say amen, I'll leave.
Right.
So y'all know how that goes. So say amen and I won't be up here alone. Let me know you're listening. You know, God got a word as always. And the word, I always tell myself, the word applies to me first. You see, if you point one finger, four point back at you. You know, and the word always applies to me first. So I'm not going to leave you standing alone. So turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6, starting at verse 10. Yes, sir. Ephesians 6, starting at verse 10. Everybody there, say amen if you need more time. 6 and 10. We got a waiter. Ephesians.
6 and 10.
Anybody need more time? Say wait.
Amen.
All right. And it reads, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having all done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girded with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You may be seated. I want to talk about, when we first open this scripture, we go down to 12 and say, for we wrestle. So the name of this particular message would be Get Fit Church. Get Fit Church. And I'm not a grammarian or an English scholar, but I know church, I'm talking, it's a noun. That can mean people, places, and things. So that way we don't, when I say get fit church, I don't want to miss nobody. Some people say I'm not part of the church. You part of a people. Yeah, some people say, well, the church is not for me. I'd rather be in the club. The church too messy. They fight in the club. You know, and people get to the point to where they don't want to be a part of the church. So I'm talking to a populace. I'm talking to everybody. I'm talking to myself. Get fit church. Yeah, when we talk about wrestling, I remember when we was little, we'll sit around and we'll watch wrestling. We all get, they had back then, they had Junkyard Dog, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Ric Flair. They had, yeah, they had a lot of them. And we'll sit there in front of the TV every day, and we watch this on the weekends. And these guys was in condition. They was fit for what they had to do. Now, in the Bible, it talks about, it references to us wrestling. It tells us some things that we are wrestling with. Not physical things, but spiritual things. And God wants us to equip. He give us a rule book. He give us the tools. He give us everything we need to equip ourselves for this wrestling match that we have. He give us everything. See, we go to the gym. In the beginning of the year, we go into the gym. Everybody going in. The gyms is full. They advertise it in the beginning of the year, and by March, April, it's hardly nobody there.
Right.
You know, right now, if you go to the gym, you probably won't even be able to get on an elliptical machine right now because it's too many people. Because people resolve in their mind throughout the year that I'm going to do this better, I'm going to do that better, I'm going to do this. And the beautiful thing about that is that God, he designed in his mind before we was even created what he wanted to do with us for eternity. See, we'll go along the ways in our lives and we live in a way that we say, well, we're going to do this and do that in the beginning of the year. But God say, even though it's a new year, we say it's a new me, but we serve the same God. See, that's the beautiful thing about it is that God stays the same. See, I might switch up on you tomorrow. Yeah, I might not feel like I felt about you tomorrow. I might look in the mirror and wake up and just don't like you. Yeah, it's possible. You say, well, preacher, you a preacher. You ain't supposed to. I am a human being. Yeah, that God called to preach. You know what I mean? But I didn't always preach. So there's some things that God want me to do that he's working with me on. See, some of us will say, well, we not going to cuss no more. And then you get to work and start cussing. They say, I thought you was a Christian.
Yeah.
And then you got to let them know that I don't cuss as much as I used to. You know what I mean? We all are works in progress. So don't allow nobody to say. See, when we getting fit, we have what they call muscle memory. You have muscle memory. It's when your muscles produce the right endorphins in order to lift that particular stack of weights. And then you turn back around. The next time you do it, it's harder. It's harder. Then I can put weight on it. I can put more weight on them.
Yes,
so that's the things that's going on in our lives. See, God wants us to condition ourselves in the way that we are able to wrestle. See, he say we're not wrestling against flesh or blood. So therefore, no matter how many weights I lift or whatever I think I can bench press, it has nothing to do with getting fit to wrestle against the match that we have to wrestle. See, I'm going to tell you something. I was in the hospital room. My mom went to the hospital, and they had a lot of things that was going on. Beep, beep, the little sound. I turned around, went this way. It was some people just sitting in there in the bed, laying up, watching TV. I looked in this room. Some people was just laying, couldn't even move. And then we'll get to church and act like we can't even move. You see what I'm saying? We'll get to church. I was at the funeral home a month ago. I was at the funeral home, and a friend of mine, he owned the funeral home. He say, Dre. He say, man, you know, I got about four more of these babies just rolled in yesterday. And he talking about the dead people. So I walked in there and I looked and I say, well, you got a couple of them laying around here. You know, they just laid out. And he was excited. He was excited. And we not even in there. But we can't give God no praise and no glory. You see what I'm saying? There's things that's going on in our lives that's going to condition us for the task that we have to wrestle with. Some of us don't know what we have to wrestle with because the best way the devil can fool people is to make people believe that he don't exist. You see what I'm saying? If I can make you think that I'm not there, I can pop up on you from anywhere. See, that's why the Bible say we wrestle not against flesh and blood, because flesh and blood is things that we can see. It's things that we are aware of. This battle is a fight that we don't even know what's coming. We don't even know what's coming. And that's why it talks about the things that we need to equip us. It talks about the breastplate. It talks about the sandal. He's talking about sandals. It's talking about gird up your line because we're going to take shots there. A boxer take too many shots to the head. The next thing you know, he, like Muhammad Ali was before he died, you know, he was kind of, you take too many shots. And you don't even feel the effect of that shot right then. See, that's the thing. See, sin is sin. Sin is going to be prevalent. It's going to be there when you walk out the door. I tell my wife all the time, I say, the reason why I don't come home mad, baby, she say, why? I say, well, I'm glad you asked. Because she get an attitude about anything. Why? I say, okay. I say, because it's out there, it's totally different. See, if I come in the house and bring that home, guess what's going to happen at home? Yeah, it's things that you have to deal with. And I always tell her, I can pick them luggage up at the door. When I get up in the morning and I get up and go to work, it's still dark outside. She comfortable. But them luggage that I have to pick up, I pick it up at the door. And there's a reason behind that. See what I'm saying? And that's just the same thing with this wrestling match. See, we have a lot of things that we have to wrestle with. We have a lot of things that we fight with. We have a lot of things in our mind that we have to deal with. I'm going to tell you something, and this is real. See, some people don't want to tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you the truth. If God exposed some of the thoughts that we think while we're sitting in church. Yeah, I'm talking about while we sitting in the church house, while the choir is singing at their best, while the musicians is running on all four cylinders, when the preacher give a hallelujah message that you ain't never heard before. If God exposed some of the things that some of us thought. Yeah, look at your neighbor and ask him, how would you feel about me? Yeah, how would you feel about me? See, it wouldn't be all, everything wouldn't be peaches and cream when they say, well, I didn't like that dress Sister Sue had on. Did you see the shoes that didn't even match? And we praising God and you talking about some. Yeah.
Go ahead, Doc.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Yeah, see, it's not the physical things that we're wrestling with. See, but God want to equip us. He want us to condition us. He looking for a fit church. We say, new year, new me, but God stay the same. Because last I checked, see, I love the new year. Last I checked, it was January. In January, God was still a doctor. See, in February, he was still a healer. In March, he was a redeemer. In April, he was a savior. In May, he was the Prince of Peace. You see what I'm saying? And we can go on and on. In June, yeah, he was my redeemer, my savior. In July, yeah, he was a lawyer in the courtroom. Yeah, in August, yeah, he was a waymaker. Yeah, and in September, he was a physician. You see what I'm saying? October, he was my everything. Yeah, in November, he was the one I was thankful that died for me. In October, I say October. Well, I can start all the way over and then just keep on going and going because God is the same all year. See, in December, when December come, I say, well, I'm going to do this. God say, I got other plans. See, it ain't no new me, but it's the same God. See, the God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he wants us to understand that the things that we wrestling against, it don't have nothing to do with us. Half the things that we going through is for other people. Yeah, and the reason why I say that is because the things we go through is for other people. God don't plant a fruit tree and not allow us to eat the apple. Now, if the apple was just for decorations, we wouldn't eat them. See, God, he'll put you in positions. He'll put you in places that you never thought you'd been before. I remember I was sitting in the boardroom at work. I was sitting in the boardroom. Little old guy say, well, I'm from the hood. I'm from the hood. What am I doing sitting here? So I'm sitting in there. The engineers, they drone. Engineers drone. No offense, Brother Johnson, but they drone. And engineers going off, and I'm sitting there, and I'm looking around. I looked around finally, and it dawned on me. I say, what in the world am I doing here? I'm in there with all these white folk. And where I come from, we don't really. Yeah, and some of them is my closest friends now. But I began to doubt myself. Yeah, the spirit of doubt crept in. I say, what am I doing here? God say, he'll put you in places. Your gift will go before you. Yeah, so once God sent us to a place, we begin to look and see what really is. Our eyes begin to open. Then we get scared. God, what am I doing here? He put us there for a reason. He put us there for a reason because God is looking for a fit church. He's looking for people that's fit for the assignment. See, sometimes we get in the position and then we don't even feel like we deserve to be there. And God is looking for somebody that's fit. When we talk about, he say, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. In high places. So these are things that we are not aware of that's trying to control our minds. It's trying to creep into our spirit because it's spiritual warfare. People don't believe, because we don't see it, that demons are real. Yeah, people, I'm going to say it again. Demons are real. The devil is real. See, there's a precept of religion that people abide by that they snuck into it. And it's mostly the younger generation, the spirit of manifestation. Yeah, the spirit of manifestation. The devil will infiltrate the church in a way that we've never seen before. And I don't want to talk about the Pastor Murphy or somebody. They were swag surfing on New Year's in the church. You have to be dead or something not to hear that. But I heard about it. I'm not going to elaborate on it. But I know for me, I like my church to be churching. If I want to swag, I can swag out there. When I come to church, I want to come to church. And the devil will infiltrate the church. Because it's principalities that we can't even understand and say in higher places. See, we get the knowledge of God, the knowledge of Bible. We go to the back of the book and we learn big words. And we think that we got the Bible down pat.
Yeah,
yeah, we learned the big, what is the back of the concordance? Yeah, we read a few words out the concordance and quote that and get up here. And the devil, he'll infiltrate all of that. And people will follow it. And what I meant by the spirit of manifestation is the fact that these people think that if you turn around and, well, I manifest this, I'm going to do a vision board, I'm going to do this. And it sounds fantastic. It sounds fantastic. But the Bible tells us you will know the truth. He said you will know the truth. There's a truth, and it's higher places. So in our minds, we can't even conceive what the devil has in store for us if we allow him. The traps that he's setting, we can't conceive that in our mind. That's why we have to have the spirit of God. It's things that God is going to give us an understanding about, and he's going to equip us that if you just the ordinary man, you won't receive it. You wouldn't even understand it. Because God wants to make you fit. In a wrestling match, them guys, they get to lifting weights, and they getting bigger, and then they getting prepared for it. And God wants the church to get fit. It's some things that God wants us to be prepared for. Yeah, we don't have to lift weights, but we lift this. We was talking about muscle memory earlier. Muscle memory, it's the same. See, when the devil throw them things at you, you begin to cast down those things in our mind. But God say, stand. So it don't mean that those thoughts are not going to come. Yeah, it don't mean that we're not going to have problems. But he equipped us with the right book, the right rules, the right proper tools in order for us to be able to understand what's going on. Yeah, that's why he wants to stand. He didn't just leave us hanging. So things is going to come into our lives that's going to cause us to panic. We might find ourselves in a place that we're shaking up or we don't know what to do, but God equips us. God equips us to understand and have the knowledge of his word. And with the knowledge of his word, we have to understand the knowledge of his will. You see what I'm saying? We can know the word but not know his will. See, God got a will for each and every last one of us. And if we don't pray according to his will, he gave us specific instructions on that. Yeah. Ask a person to bless the food. They start praying for people in Africa. Bless the food. Yeah. Yeah. Bless the food. It's things that need to be done decent and in order. Yeah. I'm hungry. You praying for people in Africa. We sitting there waiting all day, eyes closed, peeking with one eye open. Yeah, just bless the food. Yeah. There's things that go on.
Come on.
Y'all don't want to hear that.
Keep it real now. Yeah.
So you should know the truth.
Yeah, it shall make you free. Yeah, but God, it's a will. God, he specifically tells us how to pray. He specifically tells us how to pray. And the thing is, if we're not praying according to God's will, then how do you expect those? Because they're spiritual principles. It's things that we have to do spiritually in order to get to the next step. You see what I'm saying? It's things that's going to block you. In the Bible, I think that was Daniel. Daniel, the angel told him, he said, after the prince of Persia, he said, he held me back and I fought against him. Yeah, he said, I fought against him. It was Daniel prayed. And he said, God heard your prayer, but the prince of Persia held me back. So when we pray, it's some things that's trying to hold you back. You see what I'm saying? There's some things that's going on in the spiritual realm that is trying to keep that prayer from being answered. And there's some things in our life that will hinder us. There's some thoughts that might creep up. There's some things that we'll be worried about, things we did last year. And that stop us from worshiping. We sitting here having praise and worship, people sitting down thinking about what they did last year. You better leave that alone. Because one thing I can tell you, you're going to do something. We might leave here and ain't no telling what you do. It ain't for me to say. But you're going to do something. Because the thing about it is God can't be around no sin. It's certain things that we know. Don't steal. Don't kill. We know that. But it's certain things that come up in your mind that we will even go as far as entertaining. See, God don't want you around. No, he can't accept no sin. No sin. So therefore, if he can't accept no sin and I continue to sin, the Bible says, should I continue to sin so that grace may abound? Yeah, he said, God forbid. So he's telling us, don't sin. But the things that come up in our mind, those principalities, those wicked things that's in high places, some of the things that we can't even control, but we have a Savior to lean on. Because the Bible say, after having done all to stand. So some of us won't even do that. We won't even get up. He say, having done all to stand. Some people not even doing nothing. See, we have to understand that there's preventive measures. There's some things that we go through in life that we can prevent. Some things just don't happen. Some things we have to, after we've done all the stand, some people won't even lift the weight. Yeah, but it's a wrestling match going on. Yeah. See, if you know you're a boxer, you're going to prepare. And the next thing you're going to do is you're going to do what? Study that opponent. Yeah, I'm going to watch video. I'm going to do everything that I need to do to make myself ready for that fight. Some of us won't even study our opponent. Yeah, study our opponent. Some of us won't. And you notice in the Bible, throughout history, all of the Quran, from the Quran, from everywhere, they say, well, it's a different God. It's a different God, this God, this God. The devil is the same devil. Throughout all the books, you can go read the Deuteronomicals in the Catholic book. You can read the Quran. You can read all. The devil is the same devil. Yeah, the same devil. So that don't change. God is the same God in this book. See, people will make you believe. Yeah, people will make you believe that there's another God. See, the Bible tells you, it say, because they went after other gods. Yeah, don't be fooled. They went after other gods. So it's something else going on. Yeah, it's something else going on. But if you don't have what it takes to recognize this, recognize what's in here, it's easier to creep up on you. See, they tell you in the NAAA, the thing is, God is whoever you call him. He could be a light bulb, because it's one of the things that say, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves can restore us to sanity. And I was sitting in there with my wife, because I used to get loaded. How you get tore up? I did. Some of y'all probably didn't, but I did. But I thank God for where I am today. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah, I used to get tore up. Be high as a kite. High as a kite. Yeah, didn't know whether I was going or coming. Thought more of myself than I was. Cheekbones all sucked in. Yeah, I was one of them. Yeah, I was one of them. Yeah, and God, he said no.
Amen.
Yeah, he said no. And I remember that. Now, I don't get up here with no haughty attitude or no I'm better than nobody. I'm going to get up here and give you the information. See, everybody got a past, but we can't allow our past to be the proof that people need to down you. You see what I'm saying? People will take your whole past, everything you done been through, stuff you don't even remember, and they can remember it word for word. I remember when you was over there doing it. You don't even live there no more. Yeah. Got a whole new address. People take everything that you done been through and throw it up in your face to make you feel lesser than what God made you to do. But with the knowledge of the word, with understanding that muscle memory, God gives us his word. God say, I'm the head, not the tail. Yeah. God say, when I was a child, I thought as a child. When I became a man. So it's a lot of requirements to becoming a man, not just because you old.
Amen.
Not just because you're 21 years old. Yeah, God establishes a man. Yeah, I had to learn that. Yeah, man established the household. Yeah, like I tell my wife, you set the vibe. You know, I'm going to provide the condiments, everything that we need. Set that vibe. If I come home and my wife and they're mad, I'm not going to get mad with her. No, I'm a man. Yeah, we have different requirements we have to live by. Yeah, we can't run around here with the skinny... I'm going to shut up. Yeah, I'm going to shut up. Yeah. It's things that we have to do as men. Only way we're going to acquire that knowledge is through God. It's through God. God want to make us fit as men, as leaders, as productive citizens. Yeah, when I was getting high, people used to always be like, oh, that Zayday, man. You and I go, when I went to the funeral, friend of mine, man, Dre, man, you still get high? I say, no, I don't get high. Why you getting high? You know, and he high as a mule. High as a mule. And the guy called me, he say, why is it, how you just cut all your friends off? Them the guys you grew up with, how you just cut everybody off? I say, well, I mean, I come first. You see what I'm saying? I come first. It's going to be people, as soon as you get away from them, they're going to say, he think he too good. That's the first thing people say. Right, he think right. He too good.
Yeah.
He hanging with them church people.
Yeah,
he at church. Why you? Where you going? It's time to go to church, man. They be tripping at church. That's why they trip at the club. Yeah, it don't stop you from going. Yeah, they trip at the club. Yeah, it don't stop you from going. But God is looking for a fit church.
Yeah,
a church that he can call his own.
Yeah,
he want a fit church. Yeah, he wants us to be able to know what we're wrestling against. He wants us to study the opponent.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he wants us to be able to see and visualize yourself where he places you at, not what we think we can be manifested to and all that crap that they got going on.
Yes.
And it's a lot. And if you don't know, it's easy to be fooled, because they'll take the same scripture out of here and make it relevant and make it make sense.
Yeah.
And they'll sit there and argue with you about it. Some preachers, if Jesus walked through the door right now, you have preachers, and they knew that it was Jesus. I don't mean just Jesus walking through the door and we didn't know and he said he was. I mean, if we just sat here, Jesus came through this door, it's going to be some people worshiping. It's going to be some people asking questions. It's going to be some people that want some of that wine that he turned. You know, it's going to be, yeah, we're going to have a lot of different opinions. But at the end of the day, you will have people that sit there, and he give you the word right there, and he's standing there. This is what this is. This is what, through the Bible, you got pastors and preachers that'll sit there and argue with him and tell him, Jesus, that ain't what you meant. Yeah, you got people that'll sit there and contest everything that's in this word and the preacher. Yeah, and they'll sit there, and then they'll try to make it fit to this day. Yeah, they'll try to make it fit to this day, to the modern day. Well, he didn't mean it like that. What he was, he meant it the exact same way he meant it. Yeah, because in the Bible, he say, write down the vision. He say, make it plain. And the vision won't tarry. So when God give you a word, and it's a true word, yeah, that muscle memory that we talk about through the word, you're going to bear witness to that word. See, when there's some bull going on, that muscle memory going to tell you, man, this ain't it. I don't have to argue with you to let you know that this ain't it. Because the word going to stand alone. I can't sit there and argue with nobody about God and the word and this, because I know where he brought me from.
Yeah.
See, wasn't nobody there when I was sitting there loaded.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, wasn't nobody there when I was in that hospital room. See, but God was there.
Yeah,
yeah, wasn't nobody there. I had that gun. I was sitting there just scared to use it.
Yeah.
Just sitting there numb. Didn't think nobody cared. Wasn't nobody there. That's why I say God is the same. It might be new year, new me, but God stay the same. See, when I was going through that, God was faithful. When I was sitting there going through my addiction, God was faithful. When I was out there ripping and running, gangbang, God was faithful. Yeah, couldn't nobody tell me about God. Yeah, I wouldn't want to hear it, man. Get away from me with that. I'm trying to get, you know. Yeah, but God was faithful through all of that. Everybody here can look back and say that they're grateful. It's something that you're grateful about. Everybody got something that you can just give God the glory about. It's something that happened in our lives. I lost a lot of people within the last month. I've been to the funeral homes, to the doctors in this last month. Just this month. But God is faithful. You see, God is faithful. God is a provider. God is a healer. He said, I'm going to give you peace that surpasses all understanding. People don't even understand why I can still stand. You know what I'm saying? But the Bible say, having done all to stand. So we have to stand. There's some things that's going to go on in our life. God say, just stand. Yeah, my leg muscles is worked out. You know, I'm ready to stand. Look at somebody and say, I'm ready to stand. Yeah, yeah. Don't just say that, because tomorrow or when you leave here, something might happen. Yeah, it's going to determine whether you're going to stand or not. See, I'm not one of the ones that's going to preach to your emotions. God don't care about your emotions.
Come on.
Yeah, it's some things that's going on emotionally. We can play some real soft music, and he can just sing. He can blow. He can sing, and we open up the doors of the church. People come down here crying. Yeah, that's emotional. Some people make emotion. God is good, whatever the reason may be, but God is not concerned about your emotions. You see what I'm saying? God is concerned about your life. See, there's some things that we're going to go through in this life that emotions can't get us through. Yeah, emotions will stop you from making a rational decision. Emotions will put you in a position that you don't want to be in. Yeah, some things that emotion can't get you through. God is not concerned about the emotions. God is concerned about the well-being of your spirit. The well, because this battle and this wrestling match that we in, it don't have nothing to do with the physical. Yeah. This is about life and death. And I don't mean just because you die and they put the dirt on you and all that. I mean after that.
Yeah,
yeah, it's some things that's going to happen after that.
Yeah,
and God, he have a decision to make about you.
Yeah,
he have a decision to make. It's one. He may tell one person, well done, what we all want to hear. And the next person, depart from.
All right.
Yeah, and that mean eternity.
Yeah,
that's what the concern is. So don't allow people, don't allow situations, don't allow nobody to deter you from what God do for you. Yeah, know who he is. Know who he is no matter what you're going through. I'm not going to hold you long, but I'm going to leave you with this. And I read this. It was something to think about. They was talking about a politician. The devil met up with the politician. And he told him, he say, man, tell you what I'm going to do. He say, I'm going to either you can go to heaven or you could pick to go to hell. But you got to tour them both. So the politician went to heaven. He seen everybody praising God. Everybody was singing. Everybody just doing what they do. The angels going around. And it was one of them type of things. And he looked. He say, I'm bored up here. So he went to hell. He showed them big old hotels. They were sipping pina colada with the little umbrella straws. And they, you know, they doing what they do. It's a party in every angle. A party here, a party there. Everywhere he went. So he All right. went back up. And they say, have you made your decision? He say, yeah, man, I'd rather go to hell. So the politician went to hell. He got there, looked up. It wasn't nothing but fire, lakes, yeah, brimstone, people hollering and crying. Yeah, he turned around. He looked at the devil. He say, well, devil, you lied to me. What happened to the hotels and everything? And the hotels and the drinks and the party, the devil looked at him. He say, well, I was just politicking. Now, you done made your decision. Yeah, and that's the way it goes. Sometimes you got to, yeah, he say, you voted. Yeah, I was politicking and you cast your vote. Yeah, so it's a lot of things that's going on. Don't be fooled. I'm going to leave you with that. Yeah, don't be fooled. Just everybody be blessed.
Come on, come on, come on. Bless you, Reverend. Come on, y'all. Let's give God a hand clap of praise for this message, this real-life message. Oh, thank you, God.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, we are the branch, but he is the vine.